episode. Here we have the full moon in Aquarius update. This is the second full moon in Aquarius in a row now, and boy, does this energy feel so intense. Like, I guess in the most amazing way and in the most death soul changing way. So here we are with the full moon reading. I'm pulling some cards here from my favorite oracle deck, the Energy Oracle, and boy, do these cards get sassy sometimes. Thank you so much for coming on here and listening. I can't wait to see which card pops out of my hand. All right. The first card here, we have Angel of Strength Reversed. So Angel of Strength Reversed always talks about vulnerabilities, allowing yourself to really feel into your feelings, actually. Not just into your feelings, but into your triggers, the things that bring up the insecurities. It's never about what is unfolding in front of you, and it's always about what's unfolding inside of you. Let's go back and review this. So, a full moon affects us deeply. It affects us deep into the cells of our body, the way that our waters inside of us move, the way they're rising, the way they're falling, and it always taps back into those waters that connect us to our family, that connects us to our generations before us. What has the generations before us? What are they trying to talk about? Right now, it's talking about what are the pains that no longer want to be around. How can these pains no longer be around? They have to be seen. So the full moon is really drawing out those pains in the body that want to be seen. Here we have also, pulling out another card, the seventh chakra reversed. This is Archangel Uriel. She is a very beautiful archangel on this card with crystalline wings and a crystal crown. This is the seventh chakra, our crown chakra. It's coming out reversed here because there's possibly some things that we can't see past. There are things our intuition can be 100% on point about, and there are other things that we feel completely clueless and in the dark of. And these are one of those moments where you can't see what's in front of you because there's pain blocking your intuition. There's pain blocking how your perception is being obscured. And how are we going to move forward in this time where our pain is obscuring our intuition, our highest timeline, our most deepest inner healing? Let's see. Cards, please reveal to us how we can move past these energies. We have here the card Storm Warning. This card is an amazing card because it shows us that there can be chaos all around us. But in this card, there's not just a storm with lightning and rain, but there are also these stone pillars that are fully solid in the ground. And I swear, this card is amazing for showing up right now because it really talks about observing our external reality with a neutral mind. And allowing ourselves to just take a sense of silence, take a sense of being an observer to the situation and not reacting along with all of the other moments and chaotic situations or the people in front of us. So ultimately, this full moon is really diving into showing us what's still pain is lingering in the body that no longer wants to be there, and understanding that your intuition won't be there to help you. Sometimes we can trust our body, we can trust our intuition, but when we are triggered, there is something to be noted here. You can't trust what your pain is telling you or how that pain is telling you to behave or react. You have to let yourself be that stone pillar. Take yourself in a situation, in a place in your mind where you can observe the thoughts, you can observe the pain. the sensations and letting yourself simply take a moment to be silent. How does this translate? Well, I can definitely say an experience. I've had several moments this week that there have been moments where I wanted to just react and allow myself to take that space, to let my triggers feel validated and allow myself to rampage with the rage or rampage with the sadness. And I felt the most out of alignment ever when I decided to react. I allowed myself to instead do a practice that if you do find yourself this week acting from the reaction and letting the triggers play themselves out, there is something you can do to help. And that would be, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this correctly, but it's called Ho'oponopono. This is a Hawaiian practice where families, when there are conflict, they do this practice, and it helps bridge the gap by allowing feelings to be seen and heard and allowing people to find a sense of forgiveness and love. So basically, this starts off by whatever it is that you said, even if you feel you're in the right, by saying you're sorry and being specific about what you're sorry about, and then asking forgiveness, and then allowing yourself to say the words, I love you and thank you. So there are many times where we say things, do things that are reactions to our pain, to our trauma, to our triggers. And that doesn't have to be the end of it. The world is not over. Life is not over after these things are said and done. There is a chance for you to let that energy be reconciled, to allow that energy to be seen and heard, and allow others to show up for you. But this does start from you showing up first, if you choose to let that be the path. So if you want to learn about how you can let those triggers and patterns end, you can do the Ho'oponopono and research it. It's a Hawaiian forgiveness technique, and there are many, many videos on how you can do it. I learned it from actually a Kundalini meditation that's called Letting Go of the Past. And if you would like to learn more about this Letting Go of the Past Kundalini meditation, I can actually place a link of it in the description in this podcast, and you can listen to it and exercise that and play that with your own situations and patterns. I say play because this whole reality is a play. This whole reality is a game, and it's all about how we choose to show up and play in this game. So if you would like to allow this full moon to truly change those different pieces and those pain pictures and those trauma patterns in your body, allow this full moon to really feel into those feelings. And if you ever find yourself being in that space where a trigger did get the best of you, then allow yourself to Ho'oponopono it out. And you can find that Letting Go of the Past Kundalini meditation in the description of this podcast. So let's see if we do follow through with these energies, and if we stay silent with these trauma patterns and allow ourselves to be seen and communicate the pain, how will we end up? Cards, please reveal to us, what is the healing energy of this full moon? Wow, the loudness of these cards. So we have the card here, All Tied Up Reversed. This is the card of freedom. This is the card where we reveal, and I cannot, wow, these cards are so funny today. Literally, this card is about a woman that's tied up with rope, and this card came out in reversed. So what will the full moon help us heal? It will help us release our chains. It will help us release the bondage we have to our trauma patterns by being free, allowing ourselves to be fully present and being aware of what's in our space and allowing the situations around us to bring about the most profound healing possible. How can you allow your own life, your everyday situations, to truly transform you? It's by being aware of your triggers and letting your triggers help you heal, whether it be playing into them and then allowing yourself to do the Ho'oponopono, or being patient with your triggers, watching the situation around you unfold in ways you couldn't even imagine, and allowing love to enter your life by just saying no to that trauma response and seeing what else shows up and you being willing and ready to receive it. What does all this mean? If you're listening to this and you are like, what are you talking about? What are you saying? I'm talking about truly letting yourself feel like love is everywhere. Truly letting yourself feel that you, as love, can be embraced by everyone and everything. All that's around you is simply showing you deeper aspects of who you are. Of not who you should be or who you have been, but of who you are right now. And this is how we can deeply change different ways of how we show up in our lives, by being present with whatever trauma pattern is showing up and letting ourselves break the cycle, play it out in a different way, play it out in a way we didn't expect or didn't choose, but letting ourselves show up for it. And this is okay. All of it is okay. Remind yourself, everything around you is okay. So I hope that this full moon reading has brought you a little bit of insight and guidance. Please check out that Letting Go of the Past Kundalini meditation in the description. It is a lifesaver. So I will see you next time. And if you want to be more involved with these energy updates, as well as getting involved with my group readings, which I will be leading now more frequently. The last one was so amazing, and I also gave away a free past life reading in that group reading. So if you want to be a part of these events and gatherings, all virtual, all online, I will truly appreciate it if you were to send your email into my sign up newsletter. So see you next time. Bye, everyone.